This article is entitled Our Medieval Hymns, written for us by Paul Roram. The word medieval, parallel to primeval, means the Middle Ages. But the middle of what? To the 15th century Renaissance authors who coined the term, history had three parts: a glorious ancient past, its rebirth in their own time, and something dismal in between, an unenlightened middle era. The first part, that's 500 to 1100 AD of the Middle Ages, has even been called the Dark Ages, but some luminous hymn texts from that time testify otherwise. The mighty Te Deum, partly preserved in Holy God, We Praise Your Name hymn, stems from early in this period, anonymous in source and majestic in scope. Our Palm Sunday processionals use All Glory, Laud, and Honor. A Benedictine abbot wrote it, Theodulf of Orleans. He was from Spain, who also served as a bishop in Charlemagne's realm. The monastic order of St. Benedict also frames the classic early medieval Pentecost hymn, Come, Holy Ghost, Our Souls Inspire, probably Rabanus Maurus, a German abbot and then bishop. It's also known as Creator Spirit, Heavenly Dove, and in many other translations, including one by the English poet John Dryden. Luther himself translated this Latin hymn into German and put it in the first Lutheran hymnals in 1524, along with two other late medieval German hymns about the Spirit, which he expanded into Come Holy Ghost, God and Lord, and now to the Holy Spirit let us pray. Creator Spirit, Heavenly Dove, the ELW version that merges various prior translations, presents God's Spirit as the Creator, echoing Psalm 104, as well as Genesis 1, and the Comforter, the gift of God that Jesus promised, is the fire of love and the soul's anointing from above of Pentecost itself. In the medieval Benedictine context of daily prayers, this was a morning hymn at the third hour of the day, or 9 a.m., when God's Spirit first came upon and filled the apostles. The third verse brims with scriptural allusions, some of them cryptic to us. In you, with graces sevenfold, we God's almighty hand behold. The seven graces sevenfold refers to the gifts of the Spirit in Isaiah 11, such as wisdom and understanding and counsel and might, as still used in our prayer at confirmation. Why call the Spirit God's almighty hand? Literally a finger of God's right hand. Jesus had said that his power of exercising demons was by the finger of God, from Luke 11, and by the Spirit of God in Matthew 12, leading some German preachers at that time to call the Spirit the finger of God. In verse 3, tongues of fire proclaim to all the world, again echoes Pentecost, and Jesus' promise in Matthew that when the disciples testify, it will be the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Generations of preachers from the Middle Ages to the present have used this timeless text with its historic melody as their ordination prayer. Verse 6 hints at a doctrinal dispute between the Latin and Greek theologians when Rabanus was Archbishop of Mainz. Teach us to know the Father, Son, and you of both be to be but one. To claim that the Spirit is of both the Father and the Son, and it seems to favor the Latin word filioque, added to the Nicene Creed, specifying that the Spirit proceeds from the Father and the Son. The Eastern Orthodox defended the original wording, maintaining that the eternal source of the Spirit is the Father alone. Centuries of dialogue have not yet resolved this church-dividing issue. However, the line primarily means that faith is a gift, that God's Spirit grants us to know the Father and the Son. As explained in Luther's Small Catechism, we cannot on our own believe in Jesus Christ, but the Spirit is called and in likeness, keeping us in the faith and in communion with the whole Christian Church throughout its long history, including the Middle Ages.